peer reviews. They're science reports as well as individual reports written by the peer reviewers and a summary report written by the peer review team. The management advice that's in these reports is limited. They are focused primarily on the stock assessment, although there is some information in there to give some guidance to the SSC when they try to recommend their ABC for each of the stocks. So in this particular case, the meeting that took place was for two stocks, Atlantic Herring and Southern New England Mid-Atlantic Yellowtail Flounder. The meeting took place in June, and the peer review panel, the panelists are listed on the left. The first stock that was reviewed was Atlantic Herring. And this had been assessed previously in the track process in 2009. And the conclusions from that were that the stock was not overfished, overfishing was not occurring. But this stock assessment had a serious retrospective pattern, which means that the data and the model did not fit each other very well. So there was a lot of uncertainty about this result. So for this stock assessment, I know the print here is very small. This is a list, and in addition, the following slide, these are the terms of reference that the stock assessment team had to analyze and present to the review panel. And these are basically developed from a generic set of terms of reference, and then we get external feedback through the NRCC from both councils and the ASMFC to develop the final terms of reference. And we go through this for each of our stock assessments that are done in the SAWSARC process. And in particular, one, I just want to mention the third term of reference, which was singled out to specifically look at the utility of the fall acoustic survey to the stock assessment of Herring. And I'll also point out number six, which would explicitly ask the team to consider the implications of consumption of Herring at various life stages and for use in estimating Herring natural mortality rate and to inform the stock assessment, basically. So this number six was new because it was calling for the team to consider predator-prey interactions, the role of herring in the system as guidance toward figuring out what the true natural mortality rate should be that is assumed in the modeling. In the past, the consumption was reported, but it wasn't actually explicitly incorporated into the model, whereas, as you'll see in a moment, in this case, the consumption of herring played a major role in driving the results. And this is the second page of terms of reference. It calls for determining, doing the stock assessment, and then figuring out what the stock status is based on the assessment and doing projections about what this will be doing in the future. And I'd like to give, a lot of people were involved in doing this work. I'd like to give particular credit to John DeRoba, who was the lead assessment scientist on this stock assessment. So the first tell you some of the basic findings of the review panel, and then I'll show you the results. But by telling you the findings first, I'll let the cat out of the bag so that you know what the results are. So these are the major findings from the review panel. The new assessment model was accepted. They concluded that herring is not overfished and overfishing is not occurring. A key feature of the model is a 50% increase in natural mortality since 1996. This is appropriate because it is consistent with the estimate of predation on herring, and it largely resolves the retrospective pattern that was present in the earlier model. High consumption of herring will likely continue in the immediate future, and this is important because when the panel was thinking about the biological reference points and the state of the stock and doing projections, they had to make an assumption about whether this high natural mortality rate would be here for a while or whether it would be gone next year. And they concluded that the high natural mortality rate that they've been seeing recently will continue during the next few years at least. The new biomass threshold and maximum sustainable yield are considerably less than the existing values of these reference points. And the new values were derived assuming a higher natural mortality rate and a more detailed stock assessment model. A few more of their findings. A major source of uncertainty in the stock projections is the large size of the 2008 year class. This year class is predominant in the recent stock biomass increase and will be a significant component of projected yield in the immediate future. The next bullet, the survey indices that were included in the model were adequate. Acoustic survey data did not serve as an index of abundance in the model, was inconsistent with other indices, covered a limited area, and was not representative of the entire stock. And then the panel, in looking at how certain they were about the fit to the model, they had some questions about the level of uncertainty that was placed in the model related to the change in the trawl doors that took place in the 80s. And the change in the survey vessels. So, in general, then, the panel accepted this assessment. There was a big change in the assumed natural mortality rate, and the biological reference points changed a lot. Now, looking at some of the results, I'll focus on the lower right panel, which is the total catch through time. And you can see that through time, in the early period, the catch was much higher in the 1960s, and it has been reduced somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 metric tons for the last 5 years or so. So there has been a big drop in the total catch over time. The way that has translated, now these are the results about the fishing mortality rate based on the stock assessment model. And you can see that when the catch was high back in the 70s, the fishing mortality rate was high. And since the mid-1980s and onward, when the catch has been reduced, the fishing mortality rate has also been reduced. So this makes sense. If you look at the catch data and the fishing mortality rate, they do line up. And I'd like to also point out that since the around 1995, the fishing mortality rate had been creeping up to the point it had gone above the overfishing threshold. But it recently dropped, and the cause of that is that 2008 recruitment cohort that came into the population boosted the biomass, and by doing so, that lowered the fishing mortality rate. So at present, the overfishing is not occurring. Now, if we think about the biomass and the status about whether it's overfished or not, the conclusion is that the stock is not overfished. The trend in biomass over time has been that it was estimated to be high in the 60s. It fell to a low in the 1980s, climbed to about the mid-90s, and then was gradually declining until about 2010. And then with this pulse of recruits coming in, the biomass has increased significantly in the last year or so. And biomass is well above overfished threshold. Now, I don't have time to go into it, but if we were really going into detail, I'd mention that there have been a lot of changes to this stock assessment model since the track. And it's not just the change in M, but the assessment team made a lot of changes in the way the data were used and felt that they really improved the way they used the available information. Now, I'd like to show focus a little on the recruitment pulse. This is a plot of recruitment age 1 individuals in the population, and you can see that age 1 cohort in 2009 was a real boomer and is way above any of the historical values that have been seen in the time series. And a really important point to emphasize here is that in stock assessments, this when we see large cohorts and they're in the like among the most recent values in the time series, there's a lot of uncertainty about how they will actually play out into the fishery. And therefore, although the data indicate that these individuals are out there, it's a source of uncertainty going forward if they should have a real high mortality event, or if they're not estimated with as much certainty as we think, that could be a much smaller value than is currently estimated. But at the moment, this is the best estimate of recruitment. Now, another important change in this stock assessment had to do with the assumed natural mortality rate. In the past, the assessment had assumed that the natural mortality rate was constant through time and that it was equal to 0.2. In this assessment, they looked at the mortality that was imposed on herring by predators, and that included not only fish, but they also took into account the whole gamut of predators, marine mammals, and seabirds, and highly migratory species. And when they looked at the catch, which is shown here, relative to the consumption by natural predators, the axis on the right shows the ratio of the consumption by natural predators to the catch taken by the fishery. And you can see that in the past, the ratio was down around close to 1. But in recent years, there has been a real increase, so that ratio of natural predators to the fishery is on the order of 3 or 4. And so it made sense in the model to assume that in 1996, the natural mortality rate went up, that there was a stanza in the early days when M was low, and then since 1996, M has been higher. And they considered how to incorporate this into the model, whether to have annual changes in M. But in the end, the approach that was taken was a more reasonable one, where they just broke it into two stanzas with two natural mortality rates assumed, one for the early period and another for the latter period. And when this was done, the retrospective pattern in the model was very much reduced. So not only did the model fit better, but there was some empirical evidence for selecting the model that was selected. And when this was done, the biological reference points there was a big effect on the estimated biological reference points, and I've plotted them here in two columns. The ones that are under track 2009 are from the previous stock assessment, and the ones in the rightmost column are the currently estimated reference points. And the big changes, as you can see, are in, for instance, the spawning stock biomass at MSY, which is the biomass target. So it had been about 670,000 metric tons, now estimated to be about a fifth of that. And similarly, there are big reductions in the MSY value. The projections that were done, there are more of them in the documents, but I'll simply point out that with all of the projections, the stock is currently at a high biomass value at about over 500,000 metric tons, but in all of the projections that were done, the stock is predicted to decline. And just here are some of them showing if you were to fish at different levels of catch, what would happen. And just looking at the status quo catch, currently the catch is somewhere around 87,000 metric tons. And if that were to be continued into the future, looking down at the status quo catch for what that would do to spawning stock biomass, you can see that it would come down pretty rapidly towards the new SSB MSY. So there were some recommendations from the panel to, especially the one I'll mention is that they need to monitor that recruitment event and follow it closely. And then there are some other ones that are less important that I'll skip over in the interest of time. Moving on to Southern New England Yellowtail. Again, there was a long list of terms of reference, and the panel findings are presented in the next two slides. First of all, the new assessment model was accepted, and and they felt there was a good bridge built between the previous stock assessment and the current one. And a real key finding in this new assessment is that there's been a marked decline in recruitment since 1990. There were two recruitment scenarios developed to account for this, and neither of the two scenarios could be ruled out. So the SARC was in a situation where they developed two different hypotheses and they weighed the evidence for both of these scenarios. And they really couldn't rule out either one, although they slightly favored one of the scenarios, which had to do with a reduction in stock productivity. They looked at the oceanography data that was out there to see if there was like a smoking gun that could explain the reduction in stock productivity, but there was no real clear smoking gun to be found in the data that they examined. And so a source of uncertainty in this assessment that there's not a clear explanation for the factors affecting recruitment. The other findings were that the fishing mortality rate is relatively certain in this assessment, and they concluded that overfishing is not occurring. However, because they couldn't decide on a biomass target, there remains uncertainty as to whether or not the stock is overfished. And it depends on which of the two recruitment scenarios is adopted. And it makes a huge difference which one you choose. Under one of the scenarios, the stock is at an extremely low level relative to its target, not even close to being rebuilt. And under the other scenario, which just focuses on the recent recruitment data, you would conclude that the stock is at a very low level, but it's rebuilt to a level that's commensurate with its current productivity. So this was a, in the SARC, we try to get the reviewers to arrive at a conclusion that will provide a stock status determination. But in this case, even though we pushed them quite hard, they were unable to do it. So looking at some of the results from the assessment, this is a plot of the catch, and you can see here that in the around 1995, since then the catch is very low, on the order of just hundreds of metric tons, compared to the historical catches, which were in the tens of thousands of metric tons. In this panel, it shows that the abundance over time has been reduced. And these are survey data from our spring survey and the center's fall survey. And the panels on the left show, the darker colors show high catches in the survey. Geographically, that's along the coast. And if you look at the panels on the right, those are the same locations, and those are plots of the survey catches that have been found recently. So you can see the colors are much lighter, and so the stock, compared to what it was in the 60s, is the abundance is greatly reduced based on the survey. This plot shows both the recruitment that has occurred through time and the spawning stock biomass. And I'll first mention the recruitment vertical bars. And you can see that there were large recruitment events in the past. But for the last 20 years, since about 1992, all of the recruitments that have occurred have been well below average. And the biomass is the line here, and you can also see that there were some high biomass values in the past, but it went down and it has tracked at a fairly low level relative to the rest of the time series. So this is in spite of the fact that the catches from the fishery have been estimated to be very low for quite some time. And usually when the catches are kept low, the stock responds by increasing. And only maybe in the last few years, if you're optimistic, you can see that line increasing. But I don't want to overinterpret low values. So in terms of overfishing, the conclusion is that overfishing is not currently occurring. And then I mentioned that when we consider biomass, there are two different scenarios. And one is called the recent recruitment scenario, and that also called a change in productivity. And the idea is that the stock is less productive now than it had been. And the other scenario is called the two-stanza scenario, and that considers the entire time series of recruitment. And in that one, it's more looking along the lines of when the stock biomass is high, one expects recruitment to be high because there are more spawners in. And when the biomass is very low, recruitment is low. So the second scenario is related more to tracking the size of the population, and that is a better predictor of how much recruitment you'll get. The first scenario is more of an environmental hypothesis, and it's saying that there's something that's changed in the environment that's affecting the fish, and that's causing them to have lower productivity, regardless of what the biomass is. So, and this is what I mentioned, neither scenario could be ruled out by the review panel. So we're in a situation where we have an overfished status According to the SARC results, which is unknown, this is a plot of showing the spawning stock biomass through time, and the yellow dot, which I've placed at over the last data point here, shows that if you're using the recent recruitment scenario, it is above the target, which would indicate that the stock is currently rebuilt, but at a very low level. And if one were to use the two stanza scenario, then the stock would be way below the rebuilding value and would still be declared, it's not rebuilt and it's not even close to being rebuilt. So two very different conclusions. And that's shown in this slide, which is a plot where the ratio of the current fishing mortality rate to the overfishing threshold is shown here. High values are bad because they indicate overfishing. And on this axis, on the x-axis, it's the spawning stock biomass that's estimated over the spawning stock biomass target. And here, high values are good because they indicate that the stock is high relative to its target. The value that's shown up here is the previous value from 2009, from the GARM assessment. And it was, at that time, overfishing was definitely occurring, and the stock was at a very low level of biomass. In this assessment, there's agreement that if you look at whether there's overfishing or not, the conclusion is consistent that it's below the overfishing value, which is good. But there's this two scenarios here, and depending on which of the scenarios is chosen, you get a very different picture of where the stock is relative to the target. So the panel had some recommendations. They felt that there should be, you know, more evaluation of these two different scenarios, of course, to try to figure out which one is occurring. And then there were another set of recommendations. I think rather than go through each of these, I'll stop and open this up for questions or comments. But so that concludes my presentation.